And speaking of Hilchos Megillah, once you allow once the Shomrei Hasaf are no longer guarding, and you can come to the Chatzer Beit HaMelech HaPnimit without Asher Lo Yikarei, and certainly whoever caused the fumble was Asher Lo Yikarei. He wasn't invited, and so that is a little bit of an introduction. So we're up to, we had spoke about the Krachim, which was a fascinating thing of Lachol Kavod Eretz Yisrael. We spoke about the Ayirot Gedolot. Now we're going to talk about the Kfarim. So let me again just mention one irony. You know, the whole idea of Purim that we've tried to express is Leich Kenos HaKol HaYehudim. We're not an Am Befuzarim Beforad, Mishloach Manot Ish Tereyu, Matanot Le'Avyonim. And yet, how can it be V'zmanim Harbei Tiknu Lahem? So just as a word of Hakadama, as it were, so the whole idea of Kfarim Magdim and Yom HaKnisa, they could read as early as Yud Aleph, Yud Bet, Yud Gimel. So one of the suggestions made in the Gemara is Mipnei Shemisapkin Mayim Umazon Liachayim Shebikrachim. That is to say that the very reason that we're makel on them to allow them to read on the different Ta'arichim, Yud Aleph, Yud Bet, Yud Gimel, obviously Bisvivot Yom Purim Atzmo, is really because they're engaged in a Maaseh Achdut, right? It's not as if, you know, we're allowing them to do it according to this rationale. So, you know, I think that's an important thing to keep in mind, is that because they're already involved in that, so that creates a little bit of flexibility. So this relates to machlokas between Rav and Ravasi, or Ravashi, where Rav says the Megillah Bezmana doesn't need to be read b'tzibur. Apparently, being read on the day itself creates its own kind of pirsum enisa. But if you're reading on a day which isn't Purim itself, so you need the minyan to establish a kind of pirsum. The view of Ravashi, cited in the Gemara, is that Megillah always needs to be read with pirsum. Berovam Hadrat Melech is obviously the optimal level, but it always requires a kind of a public reading. And even though the Gemara says Rav Chash L'Divrei Ravashi Mei Ikar Hadin, the Rambam paskins, and again it's a huge machlokas Rishonim and Gaonim, but that Mei Ikar Hadin, only create a Megillah Shelo Bizmana is going to require a minyan. Okay, now the question is, was Ravashi really saying this li'ikuva? Was Ravashi saying that, you know, Kriyas HaMegillah Shelo Bizmana requires a minyan li'ikuva? Let's say, you know, Shelo Bizmana and, you know, somebody's, bedridden or whatever it is. So the Magen Mishnah doesn't think so. He says that Ravashi himself wouldn't absolutely require that. The Ravid says here, Amar Avram, V'afi Yadalat Atzum Mitzvah V'yasar K'Ravasi, Da Rav Gufe De Paligalei Chashlad Ravasi. Just stay with me for one second. Umay Dekasav Arav, Behilchos V'dachl Ravasi, Lav Milsehi. We don't reject Ravasi entirely. Dehechad Avshar L'mehavi V'yasara, Mitzvah L'mehadar Alayu. Dehechad Avshar V'adai Karib Yachid. So again, the Ravid, Reflecting Magen Mishnah, understood that what Ravasi was saying, was that it's always the optimal, but not absolutely required. Now, there is a very important point here, and that goes to Memunios. It seems like the Yud Aleph, Zmanim Harbei Tukni Lahem, only extends Ephraim as far back as when? When's the earliest date that you could read it, according to the Kvarim? Yud Aleph. So he takes the position that that's only true of the Bnei HaKvarim. But if you had somebody who was Yotze L'Derech, Yotze L'Shayara, this is based on a Yerushalmi, the Rav Yah cites, that they could read the Megillah the entire month of Adar. This is a big question I've dealt with in the past. What do we mean of Mishnechas Adar Marbin B'Simcha? You know, what does a month really have a status? And the Yerushalmi says, Achein, it does, because the Pasuk says, Achodesh Hashanah Pach Lahem Miyagol Nesimcha Me'evel Yom Tov. So on that basis, the Yerushalmi says, so, you know, B'di'eved, the Kol Achodesh Kasher, the Kriyas HaMegillah, and that's cited here, but that goes Memunios in the name of the Rav Yah. So if you look at the Yud Aleph, nearly the Yikra, did Aleph lotznan al kvarim mishem yom knisa, aval hochei drachim shari. Nilam Rabbi Chalvo vilmad Yud Aleph atetva, v'haydi tosavtik shefali koshim ahen, ad kan divrei Rav Yah. So it's important to recognize that even Yud Aleph is not the absolute earliest time. Obviously, Tesvav represents the latest time, it would seem, because of the pasuk which says, Yimei Apurim ha'ela bizmanehem velo yavor k'siv. So God willing, we will pick it up there tomorrow. Okay.
You did this 2 years ago, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you sold Hadaladi and Hadaladi.
Exactly. So that was the other halacha.